Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Steve, talk to us and know that you have been abiding. You want to share a word that God's laid on your heart about faith.
Yeah, I was extremely encouraged. God just dropped a little nugget in my body time, and it really just kind of took me on a journey of our walk. And I was reading in Psalms 103, and you know, you're talking about spiritual fathers and just a relationship. And what God had said to me, he says, when you read in Psalms 103, it says, "As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we're formed, and he remembers that we're dust." And it really just kind of reminded me, you know, and God began to remind me, he says, you know, "I remembered when you called out to me. I remembered when you found out that you needed me. I remember when you decided to say yes to me and no to yourself." Mm-hmm. God remembers all of those journeys. And so often that we forget where we came from. We forget those growing moments when we decided to make that transition from spiritual milk to food, or when we're just walking with God. Mm-hmm. And it really began to remind me is the fact that, you know, Greg, I think shared once before, it's just like we've got to remember those moments when we walk with God. God says something to us. Have a memory shelf. Have something in your life. Have an item. Have a little have a little memento or something, you know, in your office, in your bedroom, wherever you are, so you remember, oh yeah, I remember that. And the whole situation comes back. And it's just like, you know, God has a memory shelf too of us. God has that shelf of remembrance because he remembers where we came from. He remembers that journey with us. And it really got me to thinking, and when the disciples walk with Jesus, I think about there were so many things that Jesus made known to them. There's so many things that Jesus talked to them about. Jesus told them, he instructed them. But when you look in John 16, Jesus is talking about what's happening. He's talking about, you know, what he's doing. And it says the fact that he was talking to them in figures of speech. It says in verse 29, it says, "Now you're speaking clearly and without figures of speech. Now we can see that you know all things and don't even need to ask anyone your questions. This makes us believe that you came from God." Mm-hmm. And Jesus says, you know, "You believe at last." And there was a journey that they went through to begin to see. They had eyes to see. Their faith was lifted. But they had spent time with Jesus. And it began to encourage me that our faith has to go through a journey. Our faith has to be mature. Just as we mature, mm-hmm. the more we spend time with Jesus, the more we begin to see things as Jesus sees them. And then it began to just how much it impacted me thinking about the fact that, okay, Jesus spent 3 years, right? Mm-hmm. Teaching them, spending time with them, increasing their faith for them to be able to see. And he even tells them, okay, well, there was a time when he wasn't going to be with them.
Right.
Then he was going to come back. But you think about those 3 days, and I think we talked about this before. Those 3 days went by, but then Jesus reappears, right? Mm-hmm. And you look at, I think Mary was actually the first one that Jesus revealed himself to. Mm-hmm. But when Mary first saw Jesus, she didn't see Jesus as Jesus.
Didn't recognize him.
She was just like, you know, where did you
bury
him?
Thought he was like a gardener.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just like, you know, and you can read that in John 20, but she did not see him, who he was. He had to call out to her name. He says, "Mary." And she says, "Rabboni," or it's the whatever word for teacher.
Yeah.
But she had to be reminded when he called out her name. Then I think about the disciples that walked along the road to Emmaus. They knew all the things that had happened. They had been walking with Jesus, and they did not see Jesus who he was. Mm-hmm. But they didn't get the full picture, and Jesus says, "You know, you're not getting it." Mm-hmm. And the word even says that he had to walk them through Scripture, and he opened up Scripture to them. They walked with Jesus. They spent time with Jesus. But it wasn't until Jesus spent time with them and broke bread with them, and it says their eyes were opened and they began to see. And that was just really, really encouraging me, because it's just like your faith is so important. Mm-hmm. But it began to just really emphasize to me how important our abiding is, because it's the same thing for us. If we're spending time with Jesus, we're having that clarity. His light is shining on us. His voice is speaking to us. Just like when Jesus called to Mary, she began to see. And I saw that connection. And it says in Romans 4, you know, Paul's writing about the faith of Abraham. And it says when God gave Abraham a promise, he was talking about the promise of Isaac. And his wife was Rachel, I believe.
Sarah.
But both of them were old in age. Mm-hmm. It didn't make sense in the natural. But God says, you're going to have a son. He's going to name Isaac. Mm-hmm. And what Paul writes in Romans 4, he says, yet he did not waver through unbelief. He had faith. He had faith regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God. And that's so really, I was just kind of seeing that connection. It's just like, if we're not spending time with Jesus, if you think about the disciples spent 3 years with Jesus, mm-hmm. and after 3 days, they had to be reminded all over again why Jesus came, because their faith had been shaken. They didn't abide for 3 days.
Right. It's not working out.
Exactly. Exactly. But it's that much more important because it says that their eyes were opened. Their eyes, that they were able to see. And I think that was just really encouraging me, of just like really highlighting the faith that we have every morning, mm-hmm. when it's just like, God, speak to me.
Yeah.
And how much faith that is to receive and expectantly look to spend time with them.
Well, faith has to be exercised. We laughed a minute ago about they weren't working out, but you have to exercise. If you don't use it, if you don't challenge yourself in your faith, just like, you know, God lays in your heart to pray for somebody, you know, you got to respond to that. Right. And as things happen, your faith gets built. Mm-hmm. You know, you get strengthened in your faith. The more you use it, the more you exercise it. It's just like a muscle, you know. If you don't use your muscles, if you don't exercise or work out or whatever, you atrophy. You just, you know, turn to mush.
And that's the one we've talked about in conjunction with all that is the implementation and the practiced word of God. You know, you're not going to have any foundation in God. It the wrong time to exercise the faith muscle is when you're facing the big one. It's like, I gotta have faith. Well, you haven't had faith all this time. You haven't believed God for anything.
Right.
And now you got this major illness, and now it's taking everything you have to believe for something.
Right.
You know, and you have no faith because you had never walked in faith.
Right.
And today in America, with so many things at our disposal, with so much wealth and so many different avenues to reach out and get help, very few, you know, you have to engage yourself. Yeah, you can go do something else, but it's like, before you go ahead and put it on that credit card, why don't you just believe God that he's going to give you the finances that you need for that? Before you run and quickly go get that Tylenol, why don't you actually pray? Is the first, you know, inclination is, my head hurts, go get a Tylenol? Or is it the first inclination, my head hurts, I'm going to lay hands on myself and declare healing over my mind, and, you know, and believe, you know, pray for my healing.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
It's required. We have to practice our faith.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But then the big one comes and it's like, we have to walk this thing out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's where the really exciting thing is, because it really gets me to think about the fact that that's why our abiding time is so important, because it's raising our faith. And it's that much more of an excitement because, you know, when you're reading Hebrews 11, it's just like faith is being sure of what you hope for. And it's being certain of the things that you don't see. You know, we speak things that are not as if they were. Mm-hmm. But it's that much more of a significant, because if you don't think abiding is important, it's just like you're going to be like, wait, who is Jesus again? And like, okay, tell me the story. And you're going to find yourself in that place where the very disciples were after 72 hours apart from him. Mm. And that's how vital the light is. That's how important it is, his voice is, that we need that guidance every day. And it was just really just bringing that much more of an encouragement. It's just like, wow, that's how beautiful abiding is. I love what you say. You said many times before, it's just like, abiding is not something that we have to do. It's something that we get to do.
That's right.
We get to spend time and have that quiet time with Jesus.
Not a got to, but a get to.
Yeah. Yeah. And it just really, really lifted me up in that moment.
That's so powerful. You know, we have a free gift for you, and you can get it at iabide.org. We speak about abiding quite often, and you may be just tuning in today or watching us now, and you may be saying, abiding, what? You know, I've heard that before. It's John 15. Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing. And so God has called us to be followers, ones that are in love with him, not just love him. And when we do that, we spend time with those that we love. Mm-hmm. And so every day you have the opportunity as a son and a daughter of God to spend time. You have access with the King. And you can read your word, but not just read your word. You have the opportunity to jot and write down exactly what God's saying to you about you for that day. And what you'll find is that through a series of weeks and months, you'll find that there is a theme, a trend that God is maybe communicating to you, and you enjoy fellowship with God. Listen, for us to grow in the faith, for us to have our spiritual faith exercised, we need to walk in relationship with the Lord, and the way to do that is by abiding with him daily. Remember, get your free gift at iabide.org. And you know, Pat, I abide. Do you abide?
Oh, yeah.
Steve, do you abide?
Oh, yeah.
I abide, you abide, Steve abides. We all abide together. We want to encourage you to abide along with us.
I think Chris does, too.
And I think Chris does, too. He's shaking
over
there.
We got a smile.
He doesn't have a mic.
Smile back there.
He's jumping. He abides, too. And I know Greg abides. Listen, join us in abiding. We talked about in our previous, before the break, and how you can get a free, simple plan. Go to iabide.org, select get your free plan today, and when you begin to abide, we want to hear what the Lord is saying to you. Contact us. Of course, you can always follow us on Facebook and go to vfntv.com to find different ways that you can connect with us and with the program. Mm. And we want to hear what God is saying. There's so many abiders right now, and God's saying so many wonderful things. Children are hearing from God, and they're journaling what God is speaking to them in the Word. And
with
that
crayons.
Is beautiful. Crayons, pens, markers, you name it. They're just writing it down. And God's speaking to them, giving them dreams. And it's like, wow, very good. So the Spirit knows no age. You know that? Spirit knows no age.
No.
And when God wants to speak, he will definitely, definitely speak.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.